Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Dumb.
Hey, how we doing?
Corbo.
My old birdhouse friend.
What's up?
Preparing for Icemageddon, just like the rest of us.
I know. Did you go buy 4 gallons of milk and 7 loaves of bread?
No. No, we're not the freak out family, and I don't understand milk. Like, I heard you guys talking about that earlier, and why would you buy milk?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of things like, you need milk in, Corby. Cereal.
So don't eat cereal.
I mean, I guess if you have kids, you go buy a gallon of milk, but I mean, how many kids? I don't understand the panic, and I don't understand milk.
We go through an easy 3 gallons of milk a week.
Yeah, my son
has a lot of milk.
I don't know what to tell you. They continue to drink milk.
Yeah.
Do they drink it like
constantly?
Like Matt does beer?
Yeah. No, it's worse than that because it's so Monday through Sunday. It's Monday through Sunday. Milk is their dominant beverage choice, no matter how many delicious juices we try to get them to try.
It's milk.
So sparkling waters.
If they say, I'm thirsty, Dad, they'll go get some milk instead of water or Capri Sun.
Well, we have tried to offer the juice, but milk is what we end up with.
Okay. My son's 15 and drinks milk. Like, he wants me to have milk at my house when I have him on those weekends.
Ugh,
and I'm just like,
God,
why do you want to drink milk?
Milk is so gross. It was great in cereal, but the end.
I mean, it's not gross.
Ugh.
But if you're thinking if you have a nice steak dinner and you want to put a glass of milk as far as the drink compliment, then yeah, that feels disgusting.
It is the last thing, the last liquid that I would consume that you could buy at a grocery store.
Okay.
The last.
That's a good disqualifier.
That's a bold statement.
Thank you.
So soda,
you
beer,
I caught myself
wine,
in the middle of it.
You would drink
real
water. Juice?
Yeah, I would drink anything other than milk.
What about
anything.
Prune juice or kale juice?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Anything. Milk sucks.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I can flat out say I will never drink milk ever again. So.
No. No.
If you make a smoothie, you have milk. It's a lot of things that are milk-based. So
what?
Like if you make a smoothie, even if you're trying to get a little healthy
cake
or whatever.
You don't have to put milk in your smoothie.
It still makes it delicious.
You can do the same thing with water.
I'm not saying, oh my God. Yeah, give me milk over water in a smoothie. Yeah, give me those extra nutrients.
My goal as mayor and then eventual president of this fine country would be to eliminate milk and cow milk and cows. I need my cows to be roaming free, having a wonderful time without worries of humans pulling on their nipples.
Pasture-raised cows, totally grass-fed.
Okay, but if you, as a human, have to release liquid, they need to release that liquid also. It's probably a relief when you're yanking on those nips.
I don't know, man.
You see how big the
bulge that his commander is?
Right. Yeah. I was about to say another word, but that wasn't going to be appropriate.
No.
That's too bad.
Okay, so what is your favorite thing to eat / cook while the weather is bad, as it's about to get for a couple of days? What is the go-to, like, all right, we have this?
I know where our go-to meal is, and I promise you we will have it one day this, this weekend. Soup and sandwiches.
Very nice.
And not even really huge on soup, but
what kind of soup?
Well, I would usually will go the chicken noodle route.
I knew it.
And then a nice grilled cheese sandwich, and that's always
like
one of our go-to cold weather meals.
Soup out of a can, or is it soup that you make?
No, soup out of a can.
You can make soup.
Yeah, you can make soup.
Yeah, you can make soup.
Yeah, just answer this
non-milk-based
question.
Soups.
No one's thinking about milk right now.
Just because it's cold, it's the same thing I always eat.
Chili is a great
chili's the go-to.
Yeah.
I already told Julie, she's like, what should we do? I'm like, chili. Let's just have the chili.
Soup and sandwiches. I'm trying to think what else. Oatmeal in the mornings. That's always good when it's cold outside. And I'll have all that this weekend. Maybe not the chili, but definitely the soup and sandwiches in the oatmeal.
Interesting.
Cinnamon rolls. I like cooking cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, cinnamon rolls are great when it's cold.
I'm going to go buy just like a 12-pack of cinnamon rolls and rubbers, and that's it.
It's going to occupy you this whole weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But be careful. Don't run out. You know, you may be locked up longer than you think, especially with those rubbers.
Holy crap, baby.
Oh, no, I only got 12. This is horrible.
What am I going to do?
You wake up Saturday morning and there's only 4 left? Wow.
God, what happened?
You know what happened.
Okay, if you had, and this one's for Donovan, because I know the answer for me. And I think I know the answer for Matt, too. But I don't know it for Donnie. If you had an incredible pair of weatherproof socks and shoes, you had long johns, you had the stocking cap, you had the ski coat, you had, you know, the proper pants, gloves, all of that. If I stuck you outside, Donovan, Friday at 6 p.m., and said, I will see you Monday at noon. Could you make it staying outside the entire time for 65 hours of 20-degree weather?
Hell no. Do you get a sleeping bag that's rated for 0 degrees?
No. No, you're going to have to,
I had that, I'm back in the house at 6:10.
It could be 9 degrees overnight over the weekend. You have to have something to be able to sleep.
You build your own shelter. You dig like a hole or something, or you
please
cut open a tauntaun and squeeze in there.
I'm good. No, I'm back in the house at 6:03.
So there's
taking
no,
all of that off and enjoying a cup of soup.
So if I have a bag and that bag contains $5 million, you couldn't make it a weekend
outside in this weather? No,
I'm telling you right now. Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
If you had to, then yes.
Okay. Like I don't know what kind of outdoorsman you guys think you are, but if all you have is the material that he told me, and then I'm saying you have to go out there and survive, you think you're just so rough enough that you'll be okay outside sleeping in a shelter that you built?
Yeah, you got to make it. It's very much like The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, where you just got to figure it out.
No, it's not.
And I'm telling you,
I would not make it. You would not make it, and Matt would not make it.
You could, dude. You could dig. You could dig a hole.
Where?
You could like dig a hole and you could make a shelter. You'd be all right.
You can. Okay. The thing, you don't even need to do that. Just open a manhole and go into the sewer system. It's below ground. You'd be all right. Stay in there for a while.
Then you're dealing with Pennywise, Chuds, the cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Have such irrational confidence to think you can do whatever is presented to you.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
No, when you guys are the most sheltered people that's out there.
You can do anything you put mind to.
And you know what? I was listening to you guys yesterday, Corby, and Bob was talking about his goals. And then he said, yeah, I had a goal in 25 trying to knock out 10 pull-ups, but I couldn't do it. And you were like, you could do that by March.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You'd have to spend every single day training for that, even to add 4 or 5 pull-ups to what you can do. Bob's like 220 pounds. That's a lot to pull up.
And I think in 2 months, he could do that. 10 pull-ups? We're not asking for much.
That is a lot. How many people right now can just go out there and do 10 pull-ups?
No, it has to be. It's the overhand pull-ups with the wide grip where you go all the way down and then you pull yourself back up. That's
all
a
the way down,
pull-up.
All the way up. And you think anybody can just jump out there and do 10 of them?
In 2 months.
All right, let's see. How many can you do?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hello.
But in 2 months, you'll be fine because you could do anything in 2 months. And then you can survive outside in 10-degree weather and for 65 hours.
What's today's day?
With a
What's
coat,
today's day?
Socks.
June 20.
Wednesday.
All right. March 21st.
Jan 21, yeah.
March 21st, you set it up, and I will be able to do 10 pull-ups.
How many can you do now?
I don't know if I can do one.
You can do one.
Okay.
I know you can do one because you had the challenge when we were at that one Super Bowl. Was it Super Bowl? Yeah, it had to have been.
Yeah.
To do 10, to lift 135 pounds 10 times.
Yeah.
And you did that because that's your normal routine, right? Do you, when you work out, do you do pull-ups?
Yeah.
Is that in your workout
regimen?
No, I regimen?
Do not do pull-ups. Do not.
Yeah, you'd have to train for that.
It's just not as easy as you think. Trust me. I've been in the gym for a while.
Okay.
And I've seen people.
I have too.
To not
Jim, have, do it.
If you think you can.
Are you saying I can't do it or Bob?
And you. Bob has been working on it, trying to do it, and he said he can only get to six. That's tough. It's way tougher than you think. You're tiny. You're dainty. Maybe you can lift yourself up 10 times. But it's not easy.
So a big fella like Bob would have more trouble.
It's a lot to lift.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Bro. Oh,
you are.
Thank you.
Okay, would you rather be in the desert for those 60 hours with no shade, with a temperature of 125 from like 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.?
No, you'd burn a lot.
You have no shade outside of a baseball hat or this weather.
This weather, the winter. You would fry. You would be baked. Your lips would split open and you'd bleed. Your skin would have blisters on it from the sun, from being sunburned so bad.
But if you have some appropriate gear for the cold, you should be able to have some appropriate gear for the heat to withstand some of it. So
yeah, you have like
if
you're
you giving
a baseball
where are you getting
hat.
Water from, you're in the desert. You would die. I would way rather you can at least melt snow. You could start a fire somehow. Plus, we're in a major city. You could break into somebody's house.
Okay.
You know what
I'm
talking
about? We're going to eliminate murder and things like that from all of our scenarios, Matt.
All right.
Okay?
Well, I need parameters.
I am a
crime.
Again, I'm probably
chuds,
I'm probably in
it.
The minority. I would much rather be hot than cold. I can't stand being cold.
120 degrees in the desert.
Or 9 degrees sunshine. Outside with no shelter. Like it's you're going to the same extreme. You're like one is going to be better than the other one and it's not.
And you have to survive. We'll give you like a a tumbler full of water.
Heck yeah,
just a tumbler.
And a gallon of milk.
I don't want that.
Oh my God.
What is that going to do? That's going to spoil in like 3 days.
It's going to weigh you down.
I would use the milk to attract an animal I could kill to climb inside to stay warm.
Okay.
Well, we're
again,
back in the desert.
Your
now,
irrational
so
confidence of being able to kill the animal that comes to you.
What and why would an animal be like, do I smell milk?
I so am thirsty.
I like that animal voice. Well, I do declare that milk that over yonder, I can't
you
wait.
You see that boy with that milk?
Well, it smells delicious.
It goes right with the cookies I have in my pocket.
Good Lord, is that 2%?
I'm typically a 1% guy, but I'll take it.
I'll make an exception for this. I'm thirsty.
I'd prefer skim, but if that's all you have.
And there's Rambo Matt sitting there with his Bowie knife waiting
that's
for
right.
it to come over there
come
and steal
closer.
His milk.
What are you doing here?
And he's just holding up a cookie to offer to you? Just going to share.
I tricked you, you dumb animal.
Let's see. Would you pay...
Yep.
Yeah. Would you pay for a sports subscription where all the curse words were heard over the air?
Yes.
What sport would be the best? And could people handle it, he asked.
I feel like football.
From what I've
hockey.
Heard, it's hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah, hockey. I think all of them, though. I think baseball may be the tamest.
Hockey's insane.
Man, I will bet you some of the conversations you can have on the basketball court that you even hear and they catch
right.
the microphones picking up. You can just pick one. I think every one of them would be awesome, and I would subscribe to
hockey and
to
football.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, and basketball.
But basketball,
man,
I don't
those
sit down low or anything, but
the...
you can hear it, and it's not that bad. They keep themselves tame because the fans are right next to them.
Man, those conversations
football, they're
you
not,
hear at
hockey,
a free throw
not.
Line or something like that, they get after it. And maybe it's probably more hockey. Hockey may be the worst, but I almost feel like – can you even, I know they scream, you know, through the, across the benches yeah. and stuff, but I just feel like on the ice, I feel like there's not a ton of conversation going on. There may be.
I just think
basketball is constant chirping, constant. And football with
yeah,
the time in between.
Too.
Yeah. I would definitely pay for
I've
that.
Always
that would be awesome.
Yeah. They should offer that. They'd make a fortune on subscriptions of an uncensored broadcast with field mics
because they know what they're doing on even the network TVs when they have those mics open when they score touchdowns
right.
just hearing that talk just think
yeah.
of what's going on in between the lines and on the sideline that would be fantastic
even Fernando Mendoza slipped up and dropped an F-bomb
yes he did
And he is the most non-cussing guy ever.
Yeah, he's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kirk Cousins has ever said a curse word on the field.
Oh, golly gosh, I got a burn hole there in my sweatshirt.
I think he has. Could you write an SNL skit that people would think is funny? You have 48 hours.
Yes.
I feel like I could. But I know I would think it would be funny. So that'll help me out.
Yeah, I mean, it's how do you define what funny is? It's so subjective.
I know.
You could say, oh, this is my favorite comedian. Another person could go, I've never laughed at that guy ever in my life.
And Snake, we had a little taste of that when we did that at a ticket stock.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
And I was one of the main writers of the skit that we did, and I thought it was okay.
Yeah. I thought most of those were really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I laughed.
So I kind of feel that that we can get that done.
But we knew our audience, too.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And there's a huge difference between making your friends laugh and then, you know, co-workers laugh, and then making the general public laugh that don't know you at all.
I would definitely want to collaborate with one or two other people so you can bounce ideas. I think that would be the best. And if you can start out with an idea and then kind of morph it together into something that you can
be in the writer's
find
room.
Right. But
maybe you
need like 20. I just think I need a couple of people.
It's like chiseling away at, here's the base of the idea. Okay, that's a good idea, but man, we could get more
work,
of it.
Right. By myself, I would...
Right.
Like, I'd laugh at myself, and then I'd be so worried it's not funny, you'd second-guess yourself.
Even Saturday Night Live right now, you could turn it on, and you may think one sketch is hilarious, and then four of them, you're like,
you don't even crack a smile. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Final one, seeing as many of us may not have power on Sunday, well, I hope that's not the case, we may have to resort to listening to the conference games on the radio. When was the last time you listened to a major game all on the radio?
I love it. I really
probably
truly
in the car,
do. Right?
I know I've been in the car having to listen to a game, but like, when's the last time you sat at home and just turned on the radio or whatever to listen to a game because you didn't have power for the TV?
Well, no, not when I didn't have power, but when it was Dale and Brad, I would turn down the television and listen to the radio.
Yeah,
but I mean, love their call.
We're talking eliminating TV altogether.
Oh, and yeah, I think right.
When I was a kid, you know, before all the college football games were on TV, I definitely in the 80s sat there by a transistor radio. I sat there and would listen to like OU Nebraska wasn't on TV one year. In 83 or 84, and I listened to the whole game on the radio.
My grandfather did that with baseball. And I know that's more of a radio listening sport, but man, I love play-by-play football on the radio. I really, really, truly do.
I remember one of the years that the Stars was in the conference finals. I think it was the year they lost to Detroit. I'm trying to remember what it was. I had to be somewhere for a family event, and we kept running out to the car and turning on. It was Ralph and Razor back then, and I kept running out and trying to catch what I could until somebody would pop their head out the door and be like, hey, get back in here.